Oh, dead air. My favorite kind of air. Spooky. Hello? Hello? Hey! Yes, me, your old pal Stu here. Like 4 or 5 minutes late. Sorry about that. I had posters to sell. Oh my goodness. It felt like the punk rock flea market there for a minute at the Forks. I'm set up at the Forks this week, you know. Selling posters. Tell Dad he rocks with a copy of the poster from that concert he's always going on about. How's that for a commercial? Commercial-free radio here, CKW. Ignore that last comment. I'm trying to get situated here. I got a song. We're going to play it in a minute. Assuming I can get everything all situated. I'm pretty sure I can. It's going to be a time tonight here on the Twang Trust. Glad you could make it. I wasn't here last week. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about all kinds of things. Festival season is upon us. And it's like sports ball mania. And other things. Other things. All kinds of things here tonight on the Twang Trust.
Thank you.
happened to those guys? That was the Land League with their big hit, Cowboy in the Rain. But an hour and a half ago, that was me, a cowboy in the rain on my trusty steed, my two-wheeled steed. It was raining on me. My pants are still a little damp. It wasn't bad, but it was kind of constant for like 10 minutes. So, yeah. Just enough to be annoying, you know? Yeah. Been riding my bike a lot, man, over the last week and a half. I've already gone down a notch on the belt because I've been riding my bike so much, back and forth to the Forks from the studio, like at least twice a day, sometimes three times. Crazy. But yeah, I'm set up at the Forks. We're selling posters. We'll talk about that in a bit. We'll go down the top sellers. It'll be exciting. But yeah, I am riding my bike. I'm not taking the bus. The bus, you know, the bus doesn't suit me anymore. They used to have a stop right across the street from me. And now I got to walk like two blocks to get to a bus. And it's not the best bus. Although there are a lot of different buses. I don't know. I'm still annoyed about the new routes, but some of them are actually okay. Some of them stink, and the schedules, forget it. You know, you look up what time the bus is supposed to get to wherever you want to get it at, forget it. You know, half the time they're completely out to lunch. I don't think that's what John Sampson and Christine Fellows were really going on about. In this brand new song of theirs, Vivat Virtute is back with a new number. It's called 50-50 Funding. And no, it's not about buying raffle tickets. No, it's about the bus system, the transit system in this province. And, you know, how it could and should be a fair bit better. And they're not talking about, you know, old whiny men not having the perfect bus route from their house. No, they're talking about more serious things. And you should listen to this song and check it out. Check out nextstop5050.ca and see exactly what they're going on about here.
New transit app open to show who we are now and where we need to go. From Arlington to Avenue Jimmy-Canal, 50-50 funding for a friendly Manitoba. Regional driver, deliver us home. Where Cookums and Aves are living alone. From Thompson to Selkirk, from Flin Flon to the Paw. 50-50 funding for a friendly Manitoba. More buses, more routes, more accessible to everyone. More buses, more routes, more accessible to everyone. More buses, more routes, more accessible to everyone. 50-50 funding for a greener, for a fairer. We need 50-50 funding for a friendly Manitoba.
Thank you. catch that old greyhound. Why catch that old greyhound? Why ride from town? Why ride from town to town? Then I will find my little woman. Don't think she can be. Don't think she can be found. Ah, Mr. Red Cap Porter, yeah, Mr. Red Cap Porter, won't you help me with my heavy, won't you help me with my heavy load? Says now my woman, she done and quit me, she's further on down the, she's further on down the road. My little woman, yeah. Then I know my little woman. She bound to love. She bound to love me some. And she throws her arms around for me. Like a circle around the, like a circle around the sun. The day before Christmas, yes, the day before Christmas, let me bring your present, let me bring your present tonight. Then I will be your Santa Claus, says even if a whisker, says even if a whisker ain't white.
Yeah. lose your seat.
The Fabulous Kildonans on the Twang Trust. Little Guess Who number, Bus Rider, from the Guess Who tribute record called Guess Who's Home. All Winnipeg bands playing Guess Who hits and misses from back in the day. Mostly hits. There's a few misses on here, but yeah, mostly hits. Yeah. That was our bus set, if you couldn't tell. Before that was SNFU. I believe a first on the Twang Trust for them. Reality is a Ride on the Bus. From their album Something Green and Leafy, This Way Comes. And at the top of the set, brand new from Vivat Virtute, John and Christine. And 50-50 Funding. That's right. Check out nextstop5050.ca for more information on how you can lend your support and get behind better transit in Manitoba. Yeah. So I was late. I was a few minutes late tonight because I was on my way from the Forks. And I thought I gave myself enough time to do everything I needed to do and get here on time. But all of a sudden, there was a rush. There was a rush on gig posters. I'm selling gig posters at the Forks last week and this week. And yeah, this couple came by and just started freaking out and buying millions of posters. And I was going through, see what had sold earlier in the day and trying to restock, and then these kids come in, start freaking out, and I mean, it was a good problem to have. They were buying all kinds of them. It was great. But yeah, that's what I'm doing. I figured, 2 weeks leading up to Father's Day, make a good buck, right? And just have some fun talking about live music in Winnipeg and back in the day and even now. And yeah, it's been a gas, and it continues to be, even though the weather, man, weather hasn't been great. That's why I wasn't here last week. Had a tree fall in the house, huge freaking 100-year-old tree in our backyard, completely creamed our car. We no longer have a car. It hasn't officially been written off yet, but we're waiting for it to be. We're pretty sure that's going to be the case. Although they make those Buicks pretty good. We originally thought it blew out the tires in the front, but then once they actually got the tree off the car, it actually bounced back up. But still, the frame is probably screwed. Although, you know, if the frame isn't screwed on a car that gets, you know, crunched by a 100-year-old tree, it's, the one that survives is probably going to be a luxury Buick. So, you know, I sure hope so, because we can't afford anything else. Yeah. Anyway, that's my life. That happened last Wednesday. Woke up to a tree on our house. Knocked down the gutters and smashed our car and our fence. Garbage can. Forgot to tell the insurance guy about the garbage can. I just realized that now. Get on the phone immediately. Oh, anyway. Yeah. Last week stunk. So that happened like Wednesday morning, and then I was set up to Forks already. So I thought, well, I might as well just go and see what I can, you know, got to sell a couple of posters, buy a new car, and get out there, get all the way out there. Power's out. Couldn't even get in. So I had to ride home again. And then I rode back later in the day, only to find out that they'd had so much rain that it leaked in, soaked two of my poster bins. Yeah. So fortunately, the posters are in sealed plastic envelopes, so they didn't get wet, the actual posters. It was just the bag and the labeling that the posters were in. So I wasn't out much, and the place is going to cover it and all, so it's fine, but it's just another kick in the teeth, you know? So what I'm saying is, you know, if you feel it in your heart, go to the Forks and buy a damn poster, okay? I'd appreciate it. Amongst the top sellers, of course, the Tragically Hip are always, you know, good. Top three sellers last week, in order, were Noah Kahan, Led Zeppelin, and what was it? Oh, and My Chemical Romance. I should probably listen to My Chemical Romance to see what the fuss is about. I've never heard them. Well, I think I do recall seeing a video once, but I really can't tell you a damn thing about them. But boy, those kids love them. They're buying that poster, boy. And I got a Green Day poster where My Chemical Romance opened. So that's like double points right there. That's a hot one, too. It wasn't in the top three, but it was close. It's close. It may well pull out this week, because I sold two of them today. We'll see what happens. But you know what sold? That's the funny thing. I mean, it's great when I sell stuff. And, you know, in big numbers. I mean, I'm not making a fortune, trust me. But it's just fun to see what sells and what doesn't. And, you know, one band that I don't believe I'd ever sold a poster by, and some of my favorite posters that I've ever designed, I mean, most of these things I designed myself, amongst them, the Sadies. I've got five different Sadies posters. There was a couple that came maybe, well, I'm trying to think now. Maybe only one that where they supplied art. There's another one they supplied art, which I haven't even bothered to print because it looks so ugly. Nobody would want it. But somebody might have wanted it yesterday, because yesterday I sold four Sadies posters. And I'm pretty sure it must have been like a fanatic, a Sadies fanatic, because I can't imagine I sold four separate posters to four different people. I'm pretty sure it was just a Sadies super fan who bought them all. I didn't buy one of the five I had, and it was the best looking one of the bunch, so I'm assuming they already had it. If not, and if you're listening, hey, I'll give you the fifth one if you happen to miss it. I appreciate four. That was awesome. So it was great to sell the Sadies, just knowing, you know, this stuff is going to a good home with somebody with good taste in music, you know? But seeing as how the Sadies are now in the top selling list after yesterday, and they hang out with another guy who's in the top selling list, that being Gord Downie of the Tragically Hip. And the fact that Gord Downie and the Sadies released a live album just a little while ago called Live at 6 O'Clock, something that was recorded back in 2014 when they put out an album together. The neat thing about the live set, though, is that it's got a bunch of groovy covers on it, including this one by I don't know who.
Rise, rise the dawn of I was high when I met you. Life was something to get through. Picture frame in your bedroom of the one man that left you. And I felt the spiral of the earth when you finally called me yours. In a stranger you saw me getting dressed in the hallway. You could tell I was falling or escaping from something. You didn't say a single word. You didn't see me as a curse. The state of the summer blends us in with each other. We would pray for more thunder for a night undercover. We were huddling like mice below an unforgiving sky. Too old for both of us to keep howling at the moon. To be cross-eyed drunk this young in the afternoon. Two souls in one truck and no money left to lose. Teach me how to not stare at you. And I'll spend the whole night singing. Oh my, my.
Music from Noah Kahan. Yes, indeed. Settle down, settle down. The new record is called The Great Divide, The Last of the Bugs. I don't like bugs. I'm not sure how I feel about this. We played Noah Kahan because he has the number one slot in most posters sold last week at the Gig Posters 204 stand. at the Forks Trading Company in the Forks, second floor, the main Forks building. If you're looking for some serious Winnipeg musical history memorabilia, makes a great Father's Day gift. It does. And if you're a father, you're in luck two times because you can buy as many as you like for yourself. Wallpaper that man cave. Many people have done it and are doing it. I got this guy. He, every payday, he comes and he buys like five or six posters off me. There's this other guy, his entire house, I'm pretty sure, is covered in nothing but Winnipeg heavy metal concert posters. It's a scary thing to think about, actually, but I'm sure glad he keeps buying my stuff. I got a new Ozzy Osbourne for him that he doesn't know about. I can hardly wait to see how excited he is. That's the great thing about doing this thing, is it just people, I mean, not everybody gives a rip, but the people who do really give a rip, you know? And it's just fun to hang out with them and chat about old shows and stuff. You should come by. I'm going back there as soon as the show's over. It's only open till 9, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. every day of the week. I'll be there right through till Sunday. End of the day Sunday. Yeah. Come and buy me a milkshake. I can't afford them. $7 for a milkshake, and it's okay. It's not that great, and it's not very big. Is there a good place in Winnipeg to get, like, a really great milkshake? I don't know that I've found one. You know, Doug and Betty's is pretty good. That's probably my favorite milkshake in the city is Doug and Betty's. I know everybody says BDI. Yeah. I mean, the peach milkshake at BDI is pretty great. The rest of them, though, are just kind of average, I find. You know, like, I mean, it's hard to go bad with a milkshake. You know, you can't really go wrong. But, you know, for a really great one, for what they cost these days, I'm inclined to go, you know, buy a pint of Haagen-Dazs and microwave it for a couple minutes, put a straw in it, and call it done, you know? Anyways, why am I talking about that? I don't know. Before Noah Kahan, we played Led Zeppelin. We played, let me see if I can pronounce it properly, because it's one of these weird Gaelic words. It's called Bronnerire Stomp, but it sure doesn't look like Bronnerire. It looks like Brawny Hour. Tonight on the Brawny Hour. No, I don't know. Anyways, from Led Zeppelin 3, we heard that stomp song. Led Zeppelin, number two in the bestseller list at Gig Posters 204 on the second floor of the Forks. $20. Get you a copy of that Man Pop poster from 1970. Led Zeppelin, Iron Butterfly, and the John Enerson Music Explosion, or whatever the hell his band was. What else did we hear? Oh, we heard the Sadies. They were the winning band yesterday. Sold more Sadies posters than anything yesterday. Couldn't believe it. Yep, sold four of the dang things. We heard from their most recent album. What's that thing called? It's called Colder Streams. We heard Message to Belial. And we heard the Sadies backing up Gord Downie live at 6 o'clock. That's the name of the record, live at 6 o'clock, with a cover of The Who's So Sad About Us. Yeah. And the Sadies, have you heard, coming back to town Wednesday, August 12th, Blue Note Park, the Sadies, with special guests, the Derangers and Washboard Hank. Huh. When's the last time you saw Washboard Hank? Well, you can go see him along with the Derangers and the Sadies Wednesday, August 12th. Get your tickets now. You never know. It could rain. And then if you got an advance ticket, you can squeeze your way inside when they have to move it in. But hopefully they won't, because it's fun hanging out there. And gosh, what a miserable week and a half it must have been for them. Huh? This weather. Enough rain. We're good. If we get a drought and it doesn't rain a drop until September, we're still fine. Nobody's going to complain. Farmers are fine. No more rain. Get that chant going. I see Rush's back on the big Rush tour with their girl drummer. Seems to be going fine. Everybody seems to be pretty happy about it. She seems pretty awesome. And I don't really give a rip about Rush. I mean, I used to when I was, 14. Rush, they have this thing. It's like, they're all amazing musicians and, real nose in the air lyrics. And you got to be real smart to listen to Rush. It's kid stuff, if you ask me. If you listen to Rush past the age of 16, there's something wrong with you. That's frankly all I got to say on that matter. But they seem like swell fellas. I know they used to go on about Ayn Rand, and I think they gave that up finally, and they realized how dumb they were, which is good. And, all the best to them. But, I saw something about the opening couple of shows they did. They opened in L.A., and they had a special guest do the song, the vocal bit that she does on the original recording of one of their big post-Farewell to Kings album hits. That's as far as I went myself, Farewell to Kings. I did go see them on the Hemispheres tour, and that was one of the shows that sort of put the nail in my hard rock coffin. It was just, I loved Farewell to Kings. I loved 2112 as a kid, and then, I don't know, Hemispheres did nothing for me, and then after that, I just sort of hated Rush and started listening to punk rock, serious music. Anyways, Amy Mann joined them on stage. And Amy Mann, I don't know if I knew this or not, but she does a vocal appearance on their song, Time Stand Still. I don't know that I ever knew that. I mean, I love Amy Mann. Amy's great. We haven't played her in quite a while. And I think on account of she's touring, I don't know that she's touring necessarily, but she did play a couple of nights at least with Rush. At their insistence, they requested her presence, and apparently she didn't really want to do it. She was in like a lousy frame of mind and didn't even reply to Getty's email at first for like a month. And then finally she says, they're going to hate me if I don't do this. So she did it, and she was thrilled that she did it. She said they were great, and the crowd was great, and everybody had a great time, and everything is wonderful now. So, on account of all the wonderfulness, here's Amy Mann.
Split and fragments.